Continuing along, Simen Nun Beis. Simen Nun Beis, I believe, we're holding in. We discussed the framework and the structure of Psuka de Zimra. And now we have to discuss, theoretically speaking, if someone were to come late to davening, what is the proper procedure to follow. So this is an important discussion. And the tour really is the one who begins by bringing all the different shittas. So let's take a look at the tour very well. If we have an understanding of the shittas, so then, of course, we'll be able to apply it appropriately. So the tour writes as follows in Maror Makom number 1. If it involves the base HaKnesses, umotzet tzibur b'soif psuki dezimra, you find a tzibur that's at the end, the middle, psuki dezimra. A lot of times the end and the middle are very close together in different tzibures. So it could be the beginning of the psuki dezimra and it's still close to the end. So alzeh shalu l'rav natrinoi. So this was already a problem in the time of the Goyim. So they asked Rav Natrinoi Goyim, ma'ushe yisbalu l'matzibur. So let me just start off with Baruch Hu. I'll join the tzibur. I'll be perfectly in time, and I'll say Psukah Dezimra afterwards. Is there anything wrong with it? So what Rav Natrinoi going to answer? Veheshiv she'enu yachol. No, you're not allowed to do it. Ki taktiknum koydim tefillah. Remember, we said, look at, remember back at the Gemaras. Two of the Gemaras, both of them were talking about how you have to. One of the Gemaras says you have to finish Ashrei three times a day. But one of the Gemaras says that the way that you begin Tefillah is by praising the Rebbeinu Shalom. So what does it help to do it afterwards? The whole point is to begin Tefillah by praising the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ela Oimer Bar. So what should I do? What should I do, Lemaisa? Okay, so there's an extra takana. There's an extra takana of doing Psukah Dezimra as part of the praise. But it doesn't help to do it afterwards. I mean, it's no problem saying... Saying the Tehillim, but there's no takana to it afterwards. The point of this takana was to enhance the concept of praising before tefillah. You're not praising before tefillah. So Ella, so what should you do? Ella Oimer Baruch Sha'omar Ad Mehulo B'tish Bochis. Say Baruch Sha'omar. Ve'oimer Tehillu David. Say Ashrei. Umidag Daleg Alad Halalu Kel B'Kodshay. You skip to the Haluka Halalu Kel B'Kodshay. Then the Oimer Kol Neshama Taluka Haleluka. The end of that. V'choisim biyistabach umimalis v'alam etzvil. Rebbe Natrinoi Goyim Shita is Baruch Sha'omar Ashrei Halukel Bekodshoy Yistabach. V'lo Yoimer Aisam Acher Hatfila. But don't say them after davening. What does it do to say them after davening? V'zeh Loshen Adoni Ovi Harashzal. And this is the Shita of the Rosh. Kosev Rebbe Amram Im Nichnas Adon LeBeis HaKnesses. So that was the shita of Rav Natrinoi Goyim. Now we're going to Rav Amram Goyim. What is Rav Amram Goyim shita? Yoimer Baruch Sha'omar, Mizmer Shel Tehillu David Ashrei, Bavav V'Choyisem Yishtabach. And we're getting more makel. Rav Natrinoi Goyim says you have to include in there Halukel B'Kotcha. After all, the Gemara, Rashi understood the Gemara was including Halukel B'Kotcha. That's part of the Iker Takana of being finishing, of being Goyim Resahalo. So he says you have to say Haluka Bakasha. Comes of Amnon Gun and says, no, all you need is Baruch Sha'omar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. Because of Hashem Rabbeinu Yoina, now we're already in the time of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoina says, Sha'omar, B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael, Shem Nichnas, B'Shosh, Shashliach Tzibur, Maschil. Yoitzer Or. Let's say you're already there and they're ready to start a Birchas Kriyashma. And there's no time even to say Tehillah LeDavid. Toiv hu sheyikra kriyashma bebirchoyseo. V'yispal imatzibur. V'achar kach yikra psuka dezimim abrachas v'lefneim v'shachareim. Finally, we have the sheet that we're looking for. Rabbeinu Yoina says that you're allowed to actually say psuka dezimra afterwards. If they're already started birchos kriyashma, you could go and you could say Psuke de Zimra after davening. So we seemingly have four shitas. It's not clear that these three shitas are even arguing with each other, right? It sounds like they're talking about different scenarios, so we have to understand how we paskin. But Rav Natrunoi going to ask the Shiloh, could I say it afterwards? He says, you can't say it afterwards. You have to at least say, Baruch Sha'omer, Ashrei Haluk Ebukotcho Yishtaba. Comes Rav Amram Gon and says, Baruch Sha'omer, Ashrei Yishtaba. Comes Rabbeinu Yoina and says, you know what? If they already started Birchos Krishma, so then you could say it after. Then you could say it afterwards. So these are the three shitas in the Rishonim. How to act when a person comes late. Beis Yosef adds the four shita, and Beis Yosef says, continuing my Malkum 1, Kasa b'shem sefer hatruma, sha'omer ashrei umedalik va'omer halu es Hashem min hashamayim v'halu kevukotcha. Says sefer truma, look at, what did Rashi say? Now, obviously, he didn't have Rashis before, but he said, "What do we mean by chosem es halal?" Rav Chunoygan, you said it just has to be halu kevakacho, but we have Rashi says to say for a truma. Rashi says it's not good enough. You need both of them. You need two of the halukas. You need halu es Hashem and Hashemayim. If you look at Rashi on that omad, halu kevakacho v'chosem. So say for a truma really adds. So if you want to go in order of how much you have to say. Sefer Truma says, you're late, you have to at least say Baruch Sha'omer, Ashrei Haluka V'Kotcha, Haluka B'Shemayim, and then Yishtavach. Rav Natrunoigan says, no, just Haluka V'Kotcha, Ashrei Haluka V'Kotcha, Yishtavach, and you're good. Rav Amram Goin says, no, just Baruch Sha'omer, Ashrei Yishtavach. Rav Yoyin says, if you're even later than that, you could say the whole entire thing afterwards. These are the four shitas in Rishonim. Yeah, you have a question?
Yeah, no, just on that, whether they're actually arguing. So, yeah, they're giving scenarios. If you can do this, then hurry up and get to
right. Start. So whether they're arguing or not, it's not clear that they're arguing.
What happens if you literally get there and you can't?
Meaning the case of Rabbeinu Yonah.
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Yonah, they already started Yotzer Ar.
Right.
So do we pass on like Rabbeinu Yonah? Do we pass on like Rabbeinu Yonah? So we have to see whether we pass on and can take that. Right. You're saying, would Rabbeinu Yonah go to be masking Rabbeinu Yonah? It's not clear. We don't know. We don't know. It's set.
It's spelled in that C word. Do you mean Shinestra?
Who?
Catching Shemnasre or Shema?
So it's not clear exactly. It's not clear. Rabbeinu Yonah is clear that even Birchas Kriyishma.
It does seem to be mashma at the beginning that you shouldn't do it afterwards. So that's why there does seem to be that machlokas with Rabbeinu Yonah.
That you shouldn't do it afterwards.
That's the very first kasha. It's mashi, it's palal and matirviyam.
Yeah, but based on what he says, it's not clear whether he thinks because you have this option of skipping. Let's say I don't even have the option of skipping. I'm mamish up to it. I hear. The mashmalz is that it doesn't do anything to do it after.
Also, most days when you didn't have a minion on every 10 minutes, and you do have other options of going other places. There was probably 1 minute.
I hear. It could be. There's no minion on the hour then. Bogo? You have to go back to the... to go to the archaeologist, see if they have many on the hour signs. In Bavel.
The guy can also mush on a Rama, he doesn't say anything about coming late.
What?
He's very different than the other guy and the other restraining. He doesn't say anything about coming late.
It sounds like the Kasha. Maushi, you spell imatsi, but you're in Sukhism after.
You come and down me quickly, and you won't keep up with it.
Oh, okay, fine, but yeah, but it's you're saying it's not like.
It's not
that
so
you were Peshea.
Not for me, no. In other words, if you come late, so you're a little bit of a pesheya, so then it's one halacha. But if you're not late, you're on time, but the minion is too fast for you.
Come early.
Maybe there's a different.
It's not a pesheya.
I hear.
But you're adding like a knas factor here. We haven't seen that. We haven't seen that at all, that there's a knas factor. Yeah. Oh, okay. So we're going to have to, we touched upon it. And we're going to have to revisit it after these halachas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Rechazanish,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so let's see.
Starting with the
but it's unclear. It's unclear.
Or
part of the machlokes that we saw.
5 minutes extra.
Yeah. 100%. So we're going to have to revisit that after this discussion. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Aleph, Nun Beis Sif Aleph, Rabbi Yishai. Says the Shulchan Aruch. says in Shulchan Aruch Nun Beis if Aleph in Bali Beis Hakneses Umatzit Tzibur B'Soyf Psuke Dizimra. So you find a Tzibur B'Soyf Psuke Dizimra. Oimer Baruch Shomer Ad Mehulal B'Tishbachis. Va'acher kach tilu David ad meviat ve'ad oylam haleluka va'acher kach halu es hashemayim min hashemayim ad v'nei Yisrael ankre voit halu va'acher kach halu kel b'kotcho as kol anshamet haloka. Who's this like? Sefer Trumas. It's like what he quoted in the Beis Yosef. Where Beis Yosef va'acher kach, skipping the Rama for a second, va'acher kach yishtabach. Right. So first he quotes the Sefer Trumas. Then he continues, again, we'll get back to the Ramah in a second, let's just finish the Mechaber. Let's say you don't have time to do like the Sefer HaTrumas. Then you could do like Ram Nechunoi going, and you just do Halukah B'Kotcha, you could skip Halu Es Hashem Min Hashemayim. Vim kvar hizchilu atzibur yoytzer, ve'en lo shahos, lo imsuk zimri af bedilug, yikra kriya shon rechase im atzibur, vispal imam, ve'acha kachicha kol psuk zimra, v'loi bracha shalifneim, v'loi shachrei. So he quotes Rabbeinu Yoina, but he makes a very important difference. He says, but don't make the brachas. I'm not convinced, because many shittas hold that they were only misakin psuk zimra for before. So you want to say the tilim afterwards? Fine, it's fine, it's good. Rabbeinu Yoni says that Taka could do it, but to make the brachas afterwards, you can't. But Taka does say, he does pass on Rabbeinu Yoni that there is a scenario where if you know that there's no chance in you getting the tefillah b'tzibur, you skip the entirety of Pesukei Dezimra. You start with Birchos Kriyas Shema. This is the shita of the Mechaber. He first goes Sefer HaTrumas. He goes to Rav Amram Gaon, and then he even acquiesces at the very end that you could even skip the entirety of Pesukei Dezimra if need be. Comes the Ramah. Let's go back and read the Ramahs now. Says the Ramah. So here first he quotes the Sefer Truma. Says the Ramah, Vim Yeshel Shehos Yoyser Yoymer Hoydu. Let's say I have more time. I have more time. I could skip, I could put in two halalukas, but I have more time. Says Ramah, what do you put in? You put in hoidu. Kiru advahu racham. Vidaleg advahu racham shekoidem ashrik. Yven saim inarak psukim milukatem yichava. You could skip because, again, that's just a conglomerate of psukim. But then you go to hoidu. Comes a mishrabura sifkatan dalit. I don't know why it should make a difference.
So that guy is being masked.
Pashas. I don't know why it should make a difference. I'm not convinced. I hear why you think because it's not part of the brachas, but.
Even before the
brachas. Yeah, but that's still there for a reason. Let's see what the Mishabura says. It says the Mishabura Yoiser. Dalit Sifkat and Dalit says Mishabura. Right to Loimer Yoiser Michtei Shir Amir Mitila David Kol Haluka Akol and Shama Talaka. Don't think you go to Hoidu before finishing off the rest of the Halukas. Of course, what the Ramah means is, once you finish the Halukas, you go back to Hoidu before saying Vayivarach David and all these things. So first you say those two Halukas. If you have more time, then you finish all the Halukas. And then you go back to Hoidu. Because the Maragram Oid, Amir is Vayivarach David, Ad Lashem Tevertecha, Gamken Koidim Lahoidu, Kiravallah Koidim Haluka. Says the Mishnah Brewer, not only do you have to finish all the Halukas before you go back to Hoidu, but you even have to say Vayivarach David prior to going, being able to say Hodu. So this is the, what the Ramah adds over here, and this is an important addendum. So what we would have is, the person could fit in only one Halukah, the person could only fit, can't fit in any Halukah, so Baruch Sha'amar, Asher Yishtabach. If you fit in one Halukah, so Halukah Kelba Shemayim. If you fit in two, Halukah Bekotcha. If you fit in more than that, you finish all the Halukahs. You can do more than that, you say Vayivarach David. You can do more than that, then you go back to Hoidu. If you could do more than that, so then you're basically saying, then you don't know how to come late. If you have to do more than that, then to remember all this. Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. So now let's get to the next point. We'll get to that in a minute. Very good. I didn't mean, what I just said, I understand why I misspoke. I didn't mean that you could actually say that all out of order. I meant that you have to ascertain at the beginning with how many you could say. I haven't discussed out of order yet. But as of now, let's assume it has to, at the beginning, you have to ascertain this shliach tzibur, how much time I'm going to need, how much I'm able to say, and then you decide what you're going to say. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Vav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yikra Kriyishma, Ubitshuvas Mishkanas Yaakov, Herich Bizev, Oichiach, Debirchas Baruch Sha'omer, Vishnabach, Takona Kiduma, Himi Mehatanoim, Valkain Mutav Lispal Biyachidi, Mishi Yidaleg Legamre, Baruchas Baruch Sha'omer, Vishnabach. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, we don't go like Rabbeinu Yoina. We don't go like Rabbeinu Yoina. The Mishnah Berurah come here and he's arguing Rabbi Yisai. He's taking on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, push comes to shove, we do Paschal like Rabbeinu Yoina, and you could skip the entirety of Pesukei Dezimra. Chofetz Chaim is coming here and saying, no, we will never allow you to skip all of Pesukei Dezimra. At the very minimum, I would even rather you miss Tefillah B'Tzibur than skip Baruch Sha'omar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. Ach im loyit starach li dal gamre shi yucha le me bar shama vashi shtabach ve esha chaz im arach amilis mi yoytze vahalo chule ama yasakein te ikrik peidu yishi yispal tfilo shmoyne esra yamat zibor. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when we talk about catching tfilo bitzibor, we don't mean birchas kriyashma, we mean tfilo shmoyne esra bitzibor. So as long as, that's the objective, right? So things are beginning to get some form over here. The objective is to get tfilo shmoyne esra bitzibor. I should come in, I have to ascertain what I'm able to skip. The only way I'm going to get tefillah shmoyne esrei b'tzibur, and we'll discuss what that means again, we'll refresh our memories what that means, but if the only way I'm able to get tefillah shmoyne esrei b'tzibur is by saying Baruch Shama Ashi Shtabach, I could do it. If even by saying that I'm going to miss it, the only way I could do it is to start Birchas Kriyashma together right now with the tzibur, Shulchan Aruch, Rebbe Vadya, Shvardim, start your tzibur. Mishnah Berurah, which most of us would follow, no, we're not willing to skip. Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach. That's a no, and you missed Tefillah B'Tzibur for the day. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Ach im lo yisarach lidach ligam yishiyuch oleimer Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach. Ve'esha chazem marach hamilas miyotze v'holu v'chuli alma yasakein. De'ikir k'peidu l'shiyispalo tefillah shmein esrei im hatzibur belachash. Ach pasu de chozel betnai da yizei lo yechasa mitzvah kriyish makadin hamavur lakamot. De lo yechazina milkayim hamitzvah kitiguna bishvil tfila bitzibur. But you have to say Shema appropriately. So this is what emerges from these halachas. First thing that you want to get in after Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach is Haluk Evel Kodshay. The next thing is Hallelujah Shemin HaShemayim. Then you do all the other Hallelukas. Then you do Vayivarech David until the Shem Tifartecha. Then you do the Hoidus until the Huracham. And then the rest of the Psukei de Zimra. Now, as was mentioned a moment ago, ideally, these things should be said in order. These things should be said ki seder. Rav Moshe does have a kula. Rav Moshe writes in Maramaka number 2. Rav Moshe writes as follows. Sometimes, again, so ideally you come in and you want to ascertain how much time, what I'm going to be able to do. But sometimes you're not so right. Sometimes you didn't realize how slow the Shliach Tzibur is going to go. You thought you only have time for 2 halalukas. So you said those 2 halalukas. Now you realize you have more time. So now I want to go back and fill in the other halalukas. This happens all the time. Right? So am I allowed to go back? Or once I'm ready up to the final haluk, I can't go back. It doesn't make any sense to go back. So it's a big machlekes ha-pleiskim. Remoishu is meko, my makom number 2. Hine bedover em psuke dezimra tzrichim lo'om dafka al ha-seder. Hine loira isi mefurish dover zeh. Says Remoishu, I haven't seen anything mefurish. We could bank on Remoishu is not seeing anything mefurish. If he didn't see anything mefurish, l'chor is not mefurish. U'l'chor is dover shalom emar, she'tzorich al ha-seder, dafka ein lanu me'atzmeid, lo'om she'tzorich dafka shihu al ha-seder. Rav Moshe says it doesn't have to be a seder, so go back and you say the and you go back and you say the other things. I should mention. Very good. Okay, very good. So we will. I don't know if they mentioned it here. I'll just mention it right now. Al pi the Arizal, it is quite a terrible thing to mess up the order of Pesukei Dezimra. You're messing around. I don't know what this means, but you're messing around the Tzinoiris, the Seder Hashba. It's a very bad thing. So anyone who is more inclined to paskin like the Arizal and those type like Chassidim and others as well that would go like the Arizal, they'll never say anything out of order. They'll never say when it comes to Pesukei Dezimra, they'll never say anything out of order. Lamaisa, those the Ramesh doesn't paskin based on those things. Again, Magen Avraham brought a sefer, brought a kavanah, brought the Arizal. So of course Ramesh would go with it. But he says, I never saw any of the regular classic plays can bring this. So therefore, that's really what Rav Moshe is saying. He's not trying to say, like, oh, there's no... He understood what the Shoyal was asking him. I understand. That's how I understand Rav Moshe. He understood what the Shoyl was asking him, that there are a lot of Sfarim that say not to do it. Rav Moshe is saying it's not in the Pesukim, it's not in the Pesukim, so then you can't just make stuff up on your own. So I would say, you know, this is a tough one, right? Because you don't want to mess up the Tzinoiris. Rav Moshe, you can rely on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe knew about the Tzinoiris, and if he says it's going to be fine, it's going
to
be fine.
What was he saying, Rav Moshe, to say when? Like, if you're short on time, then what?
So if you, I understand that it's when you misjudged. So you thought you only have time for A, B, and C, and really you have time for more. So now I already said halalukas, I skipped haidu. So I want to go back now and say haidu. So the Ariza would indicate that you don't say haidu after halukas. That's just messing everything up. But Rav Moshe says you could. Rav Moshe says you could.
Is there anything about maybe saying Shigur Simra? Let's say you came very, very late and you're marking Mr. Tzibur, so you jump in for Birkas Kriyas Shema Shenasrei. Could you push off?
Well, you can't do that by Ashkenazim. Only the Mechaber could do it.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But even let's say according to them. But is there a possibility of doing Shigur Zimmer before a Mincha? You said it has to be before Tzibur, so you don't want to just do it after. So
I don't think so, because the Paiskim that are against it say that there was no Takana. So there was no takana to do before Mincha either. So it's not really helping. It might help in terms, if you want to say the psukim of the halalukos, so then you could do it. There's no problem with doing that now here. It's before davening. But to be able to make the brachas, I still think you wouldn't, because for a bracha, you need a takana. There's no takana. No takana.
According to the whole like the Ariza, would they be able to daven in a shul that was a different minute?
Well, no shul really hold, because even as far as I know, all shuls have the minute that you're supposed to come on time. So there's no real. so there's no real. No, I'm saying there's no real. There's no real minute.
Right.
What do you mean? I don't understand. But the order is the same.
What, Baruch
Shamar? Just Baruch Shamar is different, correct. That's where you make the problem. But the order in terms of the... Right, but that's just about... I understand what you mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good. So, that's... now, that we've all been discussing the weekday. I think we have clarity on the Seder HaDvarim on the weekday. But now the Mishnah Berurah is going to add in, what about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? Shabbos, we add in a lot of different things. So where do those extra things take precedent? So Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkot and Hey, let's see it inside, Rabbi Yisai. Kosav Achayi Odom. Kosav Achayi Odom. B'Shabbos Yidaleg HaMizmorim Shemosifim B'Shabbos Minam Letzeich Ad Yichavoyer V'yomer Kama B'chol Kehem Tadir. Shabbos, the first thing, anything extra because of Shabbos goes before. You disregard before, right? The first thing to go, right? Last in, first out. So if this is only an addition for Shabbos, so it's the first thing to go. That's what the Chayei Odom says. V'im yeshuos yoiser, but let's say I have time to do the entire weekday Pesukei Zirma, but I don't have time to add in everything for Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, yeshuos yoiser yomer lamnatzeach uledavu b'shnoisai. First lamnatzeach, then uledavu b'shnoisai, and then tefillah l'moshe. V'im koydun l'shar mizmorim. Now it's important to keep this in mind. We pass in halacha l'maisa, this is how the Mishnah Berurah brings, that nishmas, the way to look at it, whether lamdas this is true or not, but the way to look at api halacha is that nishmas is an extension of yishtabach. It's an elongated yishtabach. So just like you would never skip yishtabach, so on Shabbos, Shishtabach is elongated, and it starts with Nishmas. So we don't skip Nishmas. So again, the minimal on a weekday is Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach. The minimal on Shabbos is Baruch Sha'omer Asher Nishmas. That is starting with Nishmas. That's a non-negotiable. Now again, according to the Mechaber, that would also be negotiable, because all of those are negotiable. But according to Mishnah Berurah, that Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach is non-negotiable on a weekday, so Baruch Shama Asher Nishmas Yishtabach is non-negotiable on a Shabbos. Now, again, the hardest part of this whole siman is really the first thing. I skipped it, but this is the bad, to break the bad news, but we already mentioned. May take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph. Aval lechatchila roi lovoi lebeis haknesses bashkama kadesh lo yisarach l'dalek. This is all b'dievet. Don't think that this is lechatchila, says the Mishnah Berurah. This is all b'dievet. Ideally, you should come on time to davening. And again, as people pointed out over here, sometimes on time is not good enough. That's not Mishnah Berurah doesn't say on time, what time they wrote on the schedule. Person should come with enough time to say the entirety of Pesukei Zimra. Ki kasu asfarim shehamagid hizu lebeis Yosef. Lovu lebeis knesses v'ashama, kadesh yuchel lespal keseder veloi bedilug. Right? We mentioned Api Kabbalah, right? So in the time of the Arizal, it was a Beis Yosef as well. They were contemporaries. And we all know the Maisa that the Shlach Kaddish brings, that the Beis Yosef was learning with his Talmidim on Shleil Shavuos, and a Maggid appeared to the Beis Yosef. And that was the Maggid that told certain things to the Beis Yosef, and he wrote it down in his Sefer, Maggid Mei Sharim. It's written Alpi, the Parshiyos HaTorah, and it has many fascinating things in there, as we all know. Very interesting Sefer of what the Malach, what the Maggid told the Beis Yosef. Some is halacha, some is not halacha. Maggid told the Beis Yosef that he's going to die of Pekiddush Hashem, which from our understanding didn't happen. So it's a very interesting discussion what the Maggid exactly meant, that he's going to die of Kiddush Hashem. But, so the Maggid had many interesting things in that Sefer, very hard to understand, most of it's in Aramaic. But one of the things that he told them is, don't skip in Pesukei Dezimra. Again, Api Kabbalah, it's a dangerous thing to skip in Pesukei Dezimra because you're messing around with the Tzinoiros. Mikia oisekein mehapech at Tzinoiros. And you have many rebbes and other people also, even if they come late to davening, they will never skip in Pesukei Dezimra. They'll go against the halacha. Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is Rav Nitzanoi going, Rav Amram going, Rabbeinu Yoini, they're supposed to skip. They will not skip. Either they're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzivah, they don't care. They're not ruining the Tzinoiros. Again, so we're not going to go like that. We live our life Alpi Shulchan Aruch. But to appreciate how chomer this is, it's not just a light thing, okay, I come late, I'm going to skip around. I saw once, I heard, Rav, in the Hakdama to, I have to look this up, Lina, the Hakdama to Or Gedal Yo, Rav Gedal Yashor, so I believe the Hakdama is written by his children, Rav Ram Shor, maybe one of his brothers, and he writes a few very interesting things, that they were the way that their father raised them. Very interesting thing. So remember, one of the things that he wrote, that is when he became Bar Mitzvah, or maybe even before Bar Mitzvah, I think when he came Bar Mitzvah, so his father told him a few things. They're all interesting. But one that that triggered my memory right now is that his father told him never to skip a word in Pesukei Dezimra, even if you come late. Never to skip a word in Pesukei Dezimra. So originally I thought the pshat was, because you don't want to be half a chitzinoiros. So I think he writes, or I heard him say, I don't remember if he writes this in the first, or I asked him. He said, no, that's not the pshat. His father, of course, you live Alpi Shulchan Aruch. He wasn't telling a little bar mitzvah bacher to violate Shulchan Aruch. But he knew that if his son knew that you're allowed to skip, so there's no chance you're ever going to say it. You're going to get into the mode of, okay, you could skip that, and it's true, right? We get into that mode. So he told his son, never skip, because if you learn to daven in your younger years by skipping, you're always going to be skipping. So he told him to violate the halacha in order that it shouldn't be an option in his mind. You could skip Pesukei Dezimra. And this way, it's not an option. So when he gets older, he'll come on time, because he knows Shulchan Aruch, you can't, right? So he has no choice but to come on time. Very interesting mahalach in Chinuch. It was a very interesting insight. So. Right, so this, I guess he didn't go to Torah Das or Torah Das. Oh yeah, okay. Avo b'tshuva finish off Sifkal and Aleph. Avo b'tshuva is Chacham Tzvi Lamed Vav. Shama Shema Shekasev a Sefer Zoyi Sheishes Bala a Seder Haina Kesheinu Mispala Matzibur. Avo Achal Avo Veis Hakneses Ubalshim Mispalin Kuli Amal Moide Di Yedalek Kidei Lispala Bitzibur. V'chein Pasuk Apri Chadash. So this is, again, this is more of a global question, Rabbi Yisai, in Derech HaPsak. Different poskim have different mahalchim in Derech HaPsak. So the question is, when there seems to be a lack of consistency between the Sifrei HaKabbalah and the Sifrei HaPsak, how do you deal with it? Some poskim say, okay, we go with the poskim. Other poskim will say, no, we go with the Kabbalah. And that's what we have over here. Rabbi Yisai said, we go with the poskim. There are tzaddikim, chassidim, the Mishnah Berurah says, they say, no, we go with Kabbalah, we're not going to mess with the Tzinoiros. And then there are poskim that always try to reconcile the two. That's what the Chacham Tzvi is trying to do over here. What he's trying to do is saying, no, there's no machlokes. You don't have to pick sides between the Zoyer and the Shulchan Aruch. right? It's one religion, right? There's no such thing as picking sides between Elamai. It must be that there's no machlokes. The Zohar was talking about, Zohar is maskim Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is maskim to the Zohar. The Zohar was talking about in a case of where Tvila B'tzibur is not either not an option or it's not at risk. That's when you shouldn't skip anything. But of course, in the scenario of the Shulchan Aruch, you are able to skip. Yaakov. So just a little bit of chizuk that don't think that this is the ideal scenario. Of course, this is not ideal, and a person should try his best not to be mehapich tzinoris in the words of the Zoya. Okay, but now, as Dr. Metz pointed out, now we know what we're able to skip, tachap tefillah b'tzibur. But now we have to go back and say, okay, so what is this tefillah b'tzibur? I have to know now what tefillah b'tzibur is, this thing that I'm trying to accomplish, to know what am I allowed to skip to get that, and in what scenario I'm allowed to skip. If I'm going to miss this thing called tefillah b'tzibur, I'm not allowed to skip at all. So I have to know, it's very important to know, what is considered enough of tefillah b'tzibur that I am allowed to skip for that. So we saw basically three shittas. We saw the shittas in Paiskim, that you have to start your Shemayna Esrei with the tzibur. That is tefillah b'tzibur. And you're allowed to skip for that, and you're not allowed to skip for anything other than that. So if either way I am going to miss the haskalah of Shemayna Esrei, so then I have to say the entire Pesuk Zim according to the Shita. According to the Shita, tefillah b'tzibur is starting with the tzibur. You're allowed to skip to start Shemayna Esrei with the tzibur. You're not allowed to skip for anything else. So that would be that Shita. According to Rav Moshe, we saw that no, you don't have to start with the tzibur to get tefillah b'tzibur. Rav Moshe would agree that there's an extra mila of starting with the tzibur, but it's considered tefillah b'tzibur even if you don't start with the tzibur, as long as the tzibur is still davening, as long as the tefillah is still davening, and you start while the tzibur is still davening, that is considered to be tefillah b'tzibur. Oh, so it would sound like from Rav Moshe that what this means, that the tefillah, I was a little misupik about this, to be honest. We have to take a look at the words of Ramesha and see how you understand it. Let's say, because this happens a lot. Let's say Ramesha talks about the beginning of Chazaras HaShatz. As long as you start before the beginning of Chazaras HaShatz, or before Kaddish, I guess, when it comes to Ma'ariv, right? But as long as you begin before Chazaras HaShatz, you are davening Bitzibah. That's what Ramesha says. But let's say, and this happens a lot, at least, I don't know if Ramesha was talking about such a scenario. Let's say there are 10 people still davening when they start Chazaras HaShatz. You have a minion of 80 people, 100 people. So when they start Chazaras HaShatz, you still have a minion of people davening. So if I would start right then, would Ramesha say, no, this tzibur has moved on from Shemayna Esrei, and therefore it's no longer tefillah b'tzibur? Or Ramesha was assuming if the Chazaras HaShatz already began, so of course you don't have a minion still davening, but if I still have a minion of people davening, that would be tefillah b'tzibur. That I'm misupik about. I still have to ask around about what people think about that. That's not clear, and that is very negei halacha l'maisa, because according to Rav Moshe, if I'm gonna skip, but they're already gonna start, they're already have started Chazaras HaShatz, so according to the strict letter of what Rav Moshe writes, you're not allowed to skip for such a scenario. If even with me skipping, they will have started Chazaras HaShatz, I'm not allowed to skip. But let's say I know they'll start Chazaras HaShatz, but I look around the room and I see that more people came late with me than came on time. So I still have a tzibur with me, so maybe I can skip for such a thing. That is a little bit unclear. But then we have the Shita of the Chazon Ish, which was much more mekel, and said as long as someone who was part of the tzibur is still davening, so then, and I'm going to overlap with that person, that is already considered tefillah b'tzibur, and I'm allowed to skip to chap that. I'm allowed to skip to even chap that. Even to chap that I'll be davening with someone who was part of the tzibur, that is considered to be tefillah b'tzibur. That's what they bring from the Chazon Ish. Take a look at my Malkum number 4.
It means that person started the tefillah b'tzibur with tzibur.
Or at least he started, we pointed out, with someone, right, with the chain effect. With someone that,
how deep that
could go, la'olam vod. That's how they understand the Chazon Ish. Take a look at the Orchas Rabbeinu, Mar Malkum 4. No, the tzibur was the people that started together Shemayna Esrei. And as long as one of those people is still going, then anyone who starts while that person is still going is still two b'tzif. Says Mar Malkum for Amr li hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Shemaran Amr Aloy. The Chazanish said to him, Shafilu im nami shmeina esrei ba'oid shehashatz. Oy echer meit zibur. Adayin mispalo shmeina esrei. Even if the shliach zibur is still in his chazaras hashatz. Mikre tfilu b'tzibur. V'gam ach echot sheyasho shmeina esrei b'soifo shozeh. Vafilu meya. Kulam nikroim tfilu b'tzibur. V'omer moron dimutu l'daleg psuka de zimra b'shvil tila b'tzibur kazu. You're allowed to skip parts of psuka zimra, even to chab this type of psuka de zimra, of tila b'tzibur. V'shol ha-goyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky, zeh chetzal, what?
What does it mean by tfilu meya?
There's
even
100
people down the chain?
Yeah. Es moron, im zeh nechshat tfilu b'tzibur, im ken ye, also that, so Reb Chaim is the obvious gevalda kakasha. What's he telling me? I'm allowed to skip, to chab this type of Shvacha Psuk de Zimra, so then I shouldn't be allowed to skip. Let's say without skipping, I will chop this Shvacha Psuk de Zimra. Someone will still be davening. If I don't skip, the Shliach Tzibur will still be in the middle of his Chazar Sashat. So now I shouldn't be allowed to skip, even now, but I want to start with the Tzibur. Right, I can't skip, because I can even get Tfilu B'Tzibur. So am I allowed to skip, if I'm going to get a Shvacha Tfilu B'Tzibur, am I allowed to skip to get a better Tfilu B'Tzibur of starting with the Tzibur? So it says Reb Chaim, once you tell me I'm allowed to skip for the Shvacha Pesukah de Zimra, for the Shvacha Tfilu B'Tzibur, so then I shouldn't be allowed to skip. If I'm going to get that, I shouldn't be allowed to skip to make it a stronger Tfilu B'Tzibur. For Hiksha, Goyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky, as Marin, Imzen Nechat Tfilu B'Tzibur, Im Kain, yeah, also. So these are the type of the question when you're in front of the Chazanish, right? You ask a Gadol and he answers, and then you're on the cart back. Oh, I should have asked this to follow. So Chaim was on the spot. He said, "Well, if you said this, I'll pilum this. I shouldn't be able to skip the other way." No, said the Chazanish. No, there are madregas in Tfilu B'Tzibur, and you're allowed to pursue this chiddush. You're allowed to skip Tfilu B'Tzibur not only to bring you from a category of no Tfilu B'Tzibur to a category of Tfilu B'Tzibur, but you're even allowed to skip to bring you from a category of weak Tfilu B'Tzibur to a category of starker Tfilu B'Tzibur. So even, I would say, based on this Chazon Ish, let's say, if I don't skip Sukkot de Zimra, I will start while the Tzibur, I'll start Shemana Esrei while the Tzibur is up to Rifa'enu. But if I skip some of Pesukah de Zimra, I'll be able to start with the Tzibur, Mamish, always, I would say the Chazanish would say, you're allowed to skip. You're allowed to skip because it's bringing you to a higher Madrega of Tfilah B'Tzibur. That's a very important Psak, which again is very Nageya, Halacha Le, very Nageya, Halacha Le
Maisa. It's a personal choice how much to skip.
No, there's nothing personal here. Yeah, everyone agrees the best thing is to start with the tzibur. Start with the tzibur.
Isn't there halacha? Let's say you come late for me. Forget about Shabbos, Mincha, let's call it.
Yeah.
But if you start now, you're not going to be able to get Kedusha with the tzibur.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to wait and start with the chazan when he starts Chazaras Hashatz.
Yes.
So if that's the case, you see that there's an obligation to start at the beginning, to get not with 2 or 3 or 100 levels deep, but Shachris and the Chazanish, and that's from the Chazanish. You have to be able to start to get, otherwise you're going to miss Kedusha.
No, Chazanish is only talking about a scenario where you won't miss Kedusha.
But if there's 100 people, he goes, Ad Meir, he said, yeah. 100. So the if you're up to, if there's...
They already passed Kedusha.
What?
They already passed Kedusha. They already passed Kedusha.
But they did not pass Kedusha.
So then you can't start.
So you have the first person that Tziba started together.
Yeah.
Then you have a second tier that's going longer, so you right. Can start. But if you start with that second
so
tier,
then you can't start.
You're not going to
So then you can't start.
Kedusha.
You can't start. Either the Chazanish talking about scenario, either where you dive in very, very quickly, you will have Kedusha, or they already did Kedusha. So you're not going to have Kedusha regardless. Yeah. Okay, so this is Psak of Chazanish. I have a bias towards the Chazanish because it's much easier, right? It's much easier. No halachic bias. Just it makes life a lot easier. Rav Moshe already, you have to start cheshbening when the Shliach Tzibur is going to start. It's very hard to know exactly, but right by the time you cheshben everything, yeah, you missed everything because already up to Aleinu because you're trying to calculate when's the Tzibur going to finish, when's the Gabbai going to tell him to go, when's the right if the Rabbi is there, if the Rabbi is not there, it's very hard. The Chazanish is very simple. that someone's going to be still davening, I have tzliach, I have tzliach receiver. So let's discuss Rav Moshe for a second. Rav Moshe paskens, as long as you start, as I mentioned a moment ago, while the tzibur is davening. I am slightly misupuk what it means while the tzibur is davening. Rav Moshe is clear what it means is before the next part of davening, either before chazaras hashatz, before kaddish. My shaila just is, as I mentioned before, let's say there is still a tzibur davening when the tzliach tzibur has gone down to the next part, which again is Maisim b'chol yoyim. Maisim b'chol yoyim. Look around next time Shliach Tzibur starts, how many people in a big minyan, how many people are still davening? You very often have still a minyan of people davening. So Rav Moshe, what?
You think Rav Moshe would be that there has to be still 10? What happens if you have 9 people still davening?
9 also would be a suffix, because then with you it's a minyan. 8, I don't think so.
8, you don't think what, brother? What?
That Rav Moshe would consider that Shliach Tzibur. If the Shliach Tzibur already began Pesuk Zimra, already began Chazaras Hashatz, and there are only 8 people davening, I'm pretty confident Rav Moshe would say that's not Shliach Tzibur. My only Shaila is 9 or 10. If I have a Tzibur, I have a Tzibur. Forget that Tzibur. I have a Tzibur, they have davening. I have a Tzibur and I have davening in the middle of Shmoy Nesra. So would Rav Moshe say that's also Tzibur? Even though the Tzibur, the minion, has already moved on, but we have our own minion here, right? It's like the Apostolim say, the people that like to daven the Ezra's Noshim. Right? So yeah, very likely, depending on the structure of the shul, we're not going into this now, I think we discussed this. Right? You're not Yetzi Tefillah B'Tzibur. Unless you have 10 people in the Noshim, then you're Yetzi Tefillah B'Tzibur. You have your own Tzibur. So maybe over here also, you have your own Tzibur davening together. That's what I'm super about Ramesh. Well, look at Ramesh's Noshim, you tell me what you think.
In general, if there's a minion, you can't walk out, right? If there's 10 people, and you say, I'm not going to daven a different minion.
Right.
Right? So if you're the 10th person in that other late group of people.
It would depend on this, whether that's considered. Right, that's my shayla, I'm not sure. Take a look at how.
What's Kaveya the Tzibor? Is it Kaveya the Tzibor?
That's the shayla.
Is the Kaveya that they started? Okay, here there is 80 people and they all started together. So
that's my shayla, exactly.
Could that change the meal? Is it the people have das, they're part of the same menu, except some people das slower than others.
Right.
So what's a
Kaveya? Or do you need a Kaveya? Maybe as long as you have 10, maybe you don't need a Kaveya. As long as there are 10 people davening now, there is a Tzibur. So, that's what I'm a stupid about.
What's the difference in thinking? It seems to be that you between.
So let's finish up this section, then we'll come back to the Lumdus.
The meaning of Tzibur is that the Shekhinah. The
Shekhinah
is this. As long as it's 10 people, even if they're out of
Shemoneh
already, he's still out of
the Shekhinah. Yeah, so that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah brings the Shita of, I believe it's the Shagas Aryeh. Mishnah Berurah brings the Shagas Aryeh that says such a thing. Shagas Aryeh? Or Tzlach. No, he brings the Tzlach, Noid Behuda. He brings the Noid Behuda. That I don't know why they don't bring it as part of this discussion at all. But the Navi Huda has this type of lashon. That as long as there are 10 people still in the room, then it's considered a madrega of Tzibur Tzibur. It sounds like the poiskim are maskim that even whatever mila Tzibur Tzibur, that's not enough to allow you to skip. Or maybe they're assuming you'll for sure have that anyway. But the tzlach does say that as long as there are 10, right? Like the lashon of the Zohar, kol mal, right? Every place where there's 10 yidden, so the shechina comes, right? So. Okay, so let's see what Rav Moshe. What does Rav Moshe say? How are you allowed to do this? Again, keeping in mind Rav Moshe's psak that tefillah b'tzibur is only when you are davening while the tzibur is still davening. It says Rav Moshe, Mar Mokum 5. V'lachein l'mayis inirish et tefillah b'tzibur hu dafka mashu mispala in a tzibur yachad b'lachash. V'chein mispala a tzibur yachad im hashat sho'imri b'kol rom k'hodi isa b'ramo, right, the hechi kedusha. V'yochad ha mispala mashat mistabr she'enu tefillah b'tzibur. K'do'el, k'do'soiv rapi magodim, ach ulai odiv ze miktah. Ramesh is willing to give you, even though I don't consider you going with the shots to be Tzvil B'Tzibur, it's maybe probably better than Yechidus Mamish. But that's all he's willing to give you. According to Chazanish, it's Mamish Tzvil B'Tzibur. I come in and I daven with the Chazaras Hashatz, like the Rama writes in Kuf Chav Dalet. According to Chazanish, it's Tzvil B'Tzibur. According to Ramesh, it's probably better than Tzvil B'Yachid, but not much better. You can't skip for that. Legami Misrara Ba'alma. Right, there's a rabbim davening there, so even though I have no raya, I assume that it is better. Similarly, but not exactly the same, Rav Shlomo Zalman comes and he writes that davening together with the chazan, he's not like Rav Chazanish where it's mamash tefillah b'tzibur, but he's also not like Rav Moshe that it's mamash nothing. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a middle sheet. Take a look at Rav Shlomo Zalman, Mar Malkum 6. Says Rosh Hamazal, Hamispalal Shmoyne Esim Meshil Tzibur, Harezu Tfilu Bitzibur, Mekomokom, Ein Ma'alosa Ketfiloi Matzibur Mamesh. ולכן עודף לדלג בפסוק לזימר כדי לספל עם הציבור מאז שלא אומרים כסידרום ולספל שמונה עשר עם הציבור. If I have an option, says Shlomo Zalman, to either not skip Pesuk de Zimra, and then I'll be able to daven with the Shliach Tzibur, which is considered Tefillah B'Tzibur, or I could skip some Pesuk de Zimra, but then I'll be able to daven real Tefillah B'Tzibur, like we said from the Chazon Ish as well. Shlomo Zalman says you should skip part of Pesuk de Zimra, and then you'll daven real Tefillah B'Tzibur. U'me'idach ein l'dalg behem im lo yaspik a'ideze el l'spal im ha'shatz. Continues in funod, v'yoymeri mo milu b'milu atzim b'richosim shalom, v'af im ha'shatz mispal b'nusul shoyin v'imenu, yoymeri mo ha'kedusha b'nusul ha'shatz. This is important, again, especially in communities where every shul daven is a different nusach. So we pass in that the silent Shemana Esther, you're allowed to daven in your own nusach. Rami says a long truth about that. But that's only when it's only your silent Shemana Esther. If you're davening with the Shliach Tzibur so you can have Kedusha, you can't, he's saying Naktishach, you can't say Nekadish. He's saying Keser, you can't say Naritzcha. He's saying Naritzcha, you can't say Keser. No matter how much you like Keser, you can't say Keser. You have to answer in the nusach of the Shliach Tzibur. That's simply, that's fairly obvious. Just important to keep in mind. So what do we have over here, Rabbi Isai? We have the psak of Rav Moshe, that davening with the tzibur, with the shliach tzibur, is not tefillah b'tzibur. We have the psak of the Chazon Ish, that is tefillah b'tzibur. We have psak of Shlomo Zalman, which I think the Chazon Ish will be moided to, that davening with the tzibur is still more tefillah b'tzibur than davening with the shliach tzibur, and therefore one would be allowed to skip Sukkot Zimmer for that. Again, I would advocate, I think it's easier just to both to remember and Halacha L'maaseh to go with the Chazon Ish. As long as you still have a shot at any shliach b'tzibur, and at any tefillah b'tzibur of davening together with anyone that was part of the tzibur, so then you would be allowed to skip for such a scenario. But that doesn't mean that if I get that I can't skip for anything else. Even if I don't skip, I would get that, but I want to get a better tefillah b'tzibur, I want to start with the tzibur, the Chazon Ish would agree, that I'm still allowed to skip in order to go from tier 2 tefillah b'tzibur to tier 1 tefillah b'tzibur. Okay, very important halacha l'maisa shailas. Yeah?
What about Birchas Kohanim? Because he said until I'd see him Birchas Simshon.
Yeah.
So in Shacharis, let's say the Chazon says Birchas Kohanim, do you say it with them?
No, you don't say it with him. But you'd be quiet and listen to him.
Be quiet and listen.
And then continue Simshon.
You might not want to answer this now, but by Marav, if you came in by, I asked this a while back, I forgot. If you come in Marav, they're up to Shemna Esrei. With the tzibur,
yeah.
And skip, and then
daven everything else. That we'll get to. We will get to that. But that is the halacha. Yeah.
If you start with by shachas, if you start with the chazan, you have to go through the entire Shemana Esrei with him. After kedusha, then you can go up on your own pace.
No, because moedim, you need to say moedim with him.
What?
Yeah, as long as you have time to say moedim, yeah. You have to time to say. What? No. You just have to be able to be up to moedim with him.
Said before that if you're in a fast minion and you're a slower davener,
yeah.
So you should wait, say kedusha with the tzibur, and then daven shmona esrei.
Who said that?
I thought the Rav said that before.
In a regular scenario, where you're on time, you have that two options. You could either start with the Rit Tzibur, but you'll miss Kedusha,
right.
Or you could wait till the Shatz and you'll have Kedusha. So according to Rav Moshe, of course, you're going to start with the Tzibur. According to other Poskim, it's more questionable, but everyone's mouth, Prima Godem really asked this Kasha. Prima Godem asked the following Kasha. You're telling me, right, says the Prima Godem to Shulchan Aruch, you're telling me that if I'm starting a little bit late, I can't start unless I'm sure I'm going to be able to have Chap Kedusha. Because Kedusha is more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's the halacha. So let's say I'm able to start mamish with them, but I know there's a people miss Kedusha, the people that miss Kedusha for their whole lives, because they daven slowly, and they'll never have Kedusha. So I'm starting with them, so they're also, I should forego on Tefillah B'Tzibur, and be able to chab kedusha. So there the Prima Godem says, no. Lo imatzinu such a thing. That a person, mamish, he came on time, everything, he's saying everything, with. He's ready to start with the tzibur, but he wants to daven and pour out his heart to the Rabbanu Shem. He has tzaras he needs to talk to the Rabbanu Shem about, and the tzibur is not willing to wait for him, right, for good reason. So he can't daven to feel a bit tzibur. So Prima Godem draws his line there. He says, we never seen such a thing. A person who is able to start mamish with the tzibur, even if he's going to miss kedusha, you start with the tzibur. The only time, once you're ready late, and you're not having mamish tefillah b'tzibur, mamish the best tefillah b'tzibur anyway, so then we'd say Kedusha takes precedence. But Kedusha doesn't take precedence, says the Prima Kedusha. Big Chiddush. Kedusha, it's not the mashmos of Shulchan Aruch, but I would say we pass it like this. Kedusha doesn't take precedence if I have tefillah b'tzibur, mamish, to be start with the tzibur. So that I would say, no, you start with the tzibur mamish. You start with the tzibur mamish. That's halacha b'chol yom. You take a look, anyone who has long Shemana Esrei, they still daven with the tzibur. Oh, okay, we'll get to it. Yeah.
You just said that according to
Rav Moshe, it's not tefillah b'tzibur.
So why is that recommended to do?
Because Kedusha is more important than tefillah b'tzibur, according to Rav Moshe.
And you waited till after Kedusha at that point. Could you at that point, it's after Gal
Yisrael. You're really not supposed to start, even if he's going to get to Moedim before you, because you want to say Moedim with him. So the Shulchan Aruch really says you have to wait till much later. So Ramesha says it's more important. Yeah, it's a big chiddush. Okay. So now, Rabbi Isai, we have to discuss, like was just mentioned, Birchas HaShachar, Karbonos, right? Davening doesn't start with Baruch Shomar, right? There's stuff before. That's not just to give people more time. So what about those things? We haven't discussed that at all, right? What are all the talks discussing? How Lukas, what I could skip? What are you assuming about Birchas HaShachar? What are you assuming about Karbonos? So the truth is, it is fascinating how little literature there is on this, right? When Rav Nachunoy going, Rav Amram going, Rav Ben Yoy, there's a whole part of davening before this. What are you assuming? Are you assuming that, of course, you're saying? It could be Mikatz al-Katz. The assumption could have been, of course, you're saying Birchas HaShachar. You say that when you get up. Of course, you're saying Karbonos, right? Now the Shalos Lukas Imra. Or the understanding could be, nah, that stuff you can say afterwards. Right? There's only two things that you have to say before. What is the assumption? Are you skipping these things more easily than Pesukah Zimra? Or are you skipping these things less easily than Pesukah Zimra? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman takes a stab at this, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes as follows. Take a look at Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Malkum 7. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Misha Ichil Beis HaKnesses, Yoimer Birchas HaShachar Kitikunon Koidim HaTfilah. Birchas HaShachar is the no-go. We say Birchas HaShachar. That we're not skipping Birchas HaShachar. The afal pishi yitzarechli dalig mishum kach pesuk zimra. Even if I wouldn't say Birchas HaShachar, I could say more pesuk zimra. If I say Birchas HaShachar, I'm going to have to skip more pesuk zimra. No, Birchas HaShachar we don't skip. So Birchas HaShachar must be said. And they write in the footnote over here. V'sham kisvei tamim Rabbeinu dikdek lahaktim v'lovay ke'eser dakois lifnei ascholas atfila. V'sham zaman was makbid to come 10 minutes early before davening. Even if he's davening a beis ha'avil, they learn mir birchas hashachar. In order to say birchas hashachar, utzilzo hashoyin ha'yimechuvin tamid. Right, this is already getting personal. His alarm clock, he would set his iPhone. Chas v'shalom, he would set his alarm clock. Sheyakitino sha'a koydim zman tefilasa, an hour before davening. Ube'iruv yamav b'mechulsha, when he got older and got weak. He regrettably told his students, "Any Dairish may ask me this Gabri Ka'ari. No longer am I able to get up, like the Shulchan Aruch says, he's Gabri Ka'ari. I can't do that anymore. At least I should get up like a human being. And I can't get up like a lion, but at least like a human being, I should be able to rise." So he was very makbid to be able to get up and come to davening, certainly to be able to say Birchos HaShachar properly. What about Karbonos? Right? So Birchos HaShachar we're saying. Birchos HaShachar, there's no skip, right? Birchos HaShachar we're saying, that's how a Yid gets up in the morning, right? You say Birchos HaShachar, as we saw many times, the Gemara, you're probably saying it as you're getting ready, as you get up, right? That's probably why none of the Rishonim discussed it, because you already said it already, right? It's not a Shaila, as you got dressed, right? You said Malbish Arumim, so, right? So Birchas HaShachar, you're not skipping. What about Karbonos? What about Karbonos? Again, everyone knows my personal feelings on this. We don't skip Karbonos. Now, the Shaila is, though, we don't skip Karbonos. Karbonos is why the world exists right now, right?
We sacrifice
Karbonos. Right? So we don't skip our Karbonos, right? So the Shaila just is, to me, whether we say it before or whether we say it after. Obviously, we want to say it before. But the question over here is, do we skip it? Of course, you're going to say it afterwards. Again, by Pesukah de Zimra, the Shaila was, there was a takana to say it before, so it could be you can't say it afterwards. But the takana of Karbonos, Nisham Paranus was saying, that's me Iker Adin. That's right? But there's no din that has to be before davening. So the question that I have, that we have really is, again, I'm reframing it a little bit. The way they write is, could you skip karbanos? I don't think that's really shy. We're not skipping karbanos. The shy really is, do I skip it in order to chap to the betzibur and then say it afterwards? Or no, I don't skip it, I say it before. That's the question. And again, there are poskim that say we don't skip karbanos. And you say it before, you want to say it before davening. Again, it's according to many sheets, it's deraisa. Right, so you should say it before. At least the Tamid and the Keteris. In the Chlam, I'm talking about the Tamid and the Keteris. Everything else you could say afterwards, but the Tamid and the Keteris. Most Poskim don't include it. Don't include in the list of things that you don't skip. And therefore the assumption is that you could skip the Karbanos to say them afterwards, but not to skip them entirely. After Davening, you go back and you say the Karbanos. That's probably most Poskim, but there are Poskim that say no. Birchas HaShachar, Karbanos. Now the discussion starts of Psukei Dizim. If a person knows he's not going to say the Karbanos afterwards, Leniyas Daiti, I think, then you say them before. Because to skip the Karbanos to me is, at least Talmud and Keteris is just not an option. Maybe once in your Yovel, but if you're going to set up your schedule that you're not saying Karbanos, so that's not a possibility. That's not a possibility.
Did Shlomo Zalman, when he gave his advice to his Talmidim?
No, that was all the Mishnayis and everything. He's in the Koyman.
So what is but the proper phrase?
Talmud, the Parsha of Talmud and Keteris.
What about the Kiyar?
That I'm not referring to. Again, it's better to say it. But what I'm saying, non-negotiable, Talmud and Keteris, non-negotiable. Okay, so what about, this was a Shaila, I remember, as kids, this was much more of a common Shaila, right? You left the house in the morning to yeshiva, barely awake, right? You're basically just on they pulled you out of bed, and right? So 9 out of 10 times, forgot the tefillin at home. Right? So then you come to yeshiva and you don't have your tefillin. You don't have your tefillin. So I have two options. I'm going to borrow tefillin from a friend. Right? I could wait for my mother to bring it, but then I'm for sure missing tefillin b'tzibur. Right? So I have an option. I could borrow from a friend. So I could either daven now with the tzibur without my tefillin, or I could wait, not daven b'tzibur, but at least be able to daven with my tefillin. What the expression is? Tefillah b'tefillin or tefillah b'tzibur? Tzibur. So it's Mefurisha Mishabura writes in Simon Samach Vav. It's not over here. Mishabura writes in Simon Samach Vav. Sivkan Mem, you could look it up. We don't have time not to get into it. He quotes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, Mefurish, it is better to daven wearing tefillin than to daven b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tefillin takes precedence over tefillah b'tzibur. And that's an important idea as well. This whole discussion is, what do I skip when I come late? Well, let's say I didn't come late, I came on time, I just don't have my tefillin. So is it better to wait till after davening, if someone will give me the tefillin, and I'll daven with tefillin, or is it better daven b'tzibur and then put on my tefillin afterwards? Says Mishnah Magen Avraham, the chiddush. You could have gone both ways on this. Says Magen Avraham, no, better to daven with tefillin than to daven b'tzibur, than to daven b'tzibur. Okay, good. So now we have the halachas of what to skip, when to skip, exactly. Now I skipped, right? Okay. Halacha l'maisa. Mishnah Berurah said you should never skip. Okay, we skipped. Fine. What do I do with these pieces that I skipped? Do I just forget about them? Right? I have to go to work? Or do I say them after davening? I say them during my lunch break. So remember, the Shulchan Aruch paskin that there could be scenarios where you skip the entire Pesukah Zimra. We will never skip the entire Pesukah Zimra. Ramad doesn't allow us. Right? So for us, this Shaila is more the Halalukas that I skipped, the Hoidu that I skipped. For Svardim, this is a shaila of whether I'm even saying the Baruch Shamar Asher Yishtava. I didn't say anything. I came in, I just went right to Yoytzer Or. So do I say it afterwards? Do I not say it afterwards? So the Beis Yosef quotes a major Machlokes Rishonim about this. Machlokes Rishonim is the Beis Alom Desha Machlokes Rishonim. Was the Takana, this is what we were discussing, is the Takana of Psuki Zimra, with the Brachas I'm talking about, is the Takana of Psuki Zimra Dafka before Tefillah, or is it a Takana Bifnei Atzma? It's a takana. Everyone has to say Psukah Dezimra. Of course, we'd rather you say it before. Once we have such a takana, why don't you say it before? It enhances the tefillah. But the takana is notwithstanding tefillah. Or, no, it's part of tefillah. If you missed it, if it's not saying before tefillah, you don't say it. So Beis Yosef brings a very important machlokes rishonim about this. And the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that if you, again, the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Beis Yosef, that you could skip everything. And then, what do I do afterwards? If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, you say the Psukei Dezimra after davening, but without the brachas. So So you have to say it, but he's not willing to say that you could actually say it with the bracha. So like Rabbeinu Yonah, you're allowed to say it afterwards. Rabbeinu Yonah will allow you to say it with the bracha. He says, no, I'm not confident you can't say it with the bracha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch himself seems to pass. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, very, very convenient Aruch HaShulchan, right, you skip davening. The reason you skip davening is because you're running out of time. Now I'm going to be late to work also. Right? It's bad enough I was late to davening. Now I'm going to be late to work because I have to finish off Pesukei Zimra. It says, Aruch HaShulchan, Mar Mokum 8. Elo kavanosoi ala mizmorim atzim shalai yikram achar tefilo mishom shalai niskenu rakoidem atfilo. The takana of Pesukei de Zimra was only before tefilo. V'chein re'isi misha pasakein dafilo hizchum yoytzer or v'lo amre klab Pesukei de Zimra koidem atfilo lo yoymer machar kach afilo b'loy berochas v'kol shekein amre baruch shamri shtabach v'kitzu Pesukei de Zimra shalai yishlami machar tefilo klal de achar tefilo lo yishlami zimra. It doesn't do anything. I mean, it's always nice to say Tehillim. It's not going to hurt. But says Aruch HaShulchan that there is no maila in saying it, and therefore there is no reason for a person to go back and do it. And the Chofetz Chaim from in Marmokum 9 that Machne Yisrael Shemei Roy LaHashem Pesukei Zimra Acher Tefila Im Yesh Loi Pnai. He does say that it's better if you have time to complete it. And I don't have to tell you which of these positions is more popular, right? I think most people go with the Aruch HaShulchan on this. But again, even the Aruch HaShulchan, there's nothing lost by this, right? And you're not saying the brachas. Everyone's agreeing you're not saying the brachas, right? Even the Mechaber said you don't say the brachas. There's nothing lost to say it. Aruch HaShulchan is saying there's nothing gained. The whole point was Kaitin Tefillah, so there's nothing gained. May as well open a black Gemara and start learning.
Doesn't the last line of Aruch HaShulchan sound like your host longer is nearest?
Meaning that it's wrong.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, like,
yeah, Maske. Maske. But what would be bad more than...
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a strange thing. Vilyos loy mezmiris. It's an interesting lashon. I don't know what the. We always people saying Tehillim all day. What?
It's understandable because we saw we all when we saw the Adam Shvachar lifnei.
Tefila. Lifnei.
Lifnei tefila.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not clamming. No, but what's being pointed out is that it sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan says you dafka shouldn't. What's the problem with... So we do have a din that a person shouldn't say halal every day. Ein ze'el mecharif u'magarif. But that's only l'chore l'gabe halal. Not l'gabe, we're allowed to say tehillim. So this is, again, very important halacha l'maisa to know how to navigate this properly. Person, the mile of... yeah, you have a shayla? Yeah?
Yeah. In the early minyanim, is there a basis for putting on a tefillin at the beginning, making the bracha, of the tefillin later on in the zman? Or?
So I think what they do is that they're meshafshef, means they take it out of the place and they put it back in the place. So for that there is a basis for that because you're really doing a new ma'isa hanochas tefillin.
Okay, so then that would be considered davening with tefillin.
Yes. I see what you're asking. Yes. That's. Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit more. We still have a lot to do, Baruch Hashem. But these are very important halachas. I don't want to... I mean, all halachas are important, but...
You didn't say Birchas Hashah.
Yeah?
Forgot.
Yeah?
You didn't say it.
Yeah?
You did that, no? Can you say all Birchas Hashah?